Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chico Garcia. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Lucrit Lau. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting third. The center fielder, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Bolweg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Renna. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Chico Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering. Joost reaches second base with a double. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost moves to third. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolweg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lenhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna takes first base on ball 4. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Renna. The throw from Murray and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a line drive into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finnegan moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jacobs bunts towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Power moves to second. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bollweg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Power moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. Two outs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Renna is walked intentionally. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-1 in the game. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Finnegan. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Fridley moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fridley tags and scores. Mealy tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Orioles, 1, Athletics, 1. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bollweg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. Shantz hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Joost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Ridlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ridlow is 0-for-1 in the game. Ridlow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jacobs hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 0-for-2 in the game. Bollweg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-2 in the game. Deering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner fires to first and has Deering trapped. There's the throw to Joost, who tags Deering for the out. Two outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fridley hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Renna strikes out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Finnegan hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 2 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter bunts towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Murray moves to second. One out. Luke Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau is 0 for 2 in the game. Kritlau hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 3 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Murray trying to get to home. Renna throws the ball into Shantz, who tags Murray, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 0 for 3 in the game. Bollweg hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 1 in the game. with two walks. Renna hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lenhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Deering hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fridley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-3 in the game. Shantz takes first base on ball 4. Finnegan moves to second. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kellner bunts towards third. Stevens fields it, throws to second, with Hunter covering, 4-1, and over to first, with Garcia covering, for the double play. Finnegan moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Joost is walked intentionally. Lou Limmer pinch hits for Spook Jacobs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing second base. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shantz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 0-for-4 in the game. Bollweg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lenhart throws to second for one, and Hunter throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bollweg moves to second. Two outs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Renna is walked intentionally. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finnegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bollweg scores. Renna moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.